have the commission take care of this morning. Joining us, Director Tom Kirschman.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. The last set of action items we have for you this morning is actually to address resolutions from yesterday's petitions that were brought forward in respect to the mountain lion hunting season. So we have drafted six resolutions for your consideration, which we need you to take action on. I'm looking around to Liz, John, and Chris to get them posted for you so that we can go over them quickly. There we go. So the first one up on the screen here for you, Commissioners, Resolution 23-23, and these will go right down the line as the petitions were listed on your agenda, just as a reference. Won't spend too much time on each one of the individual resolutions, but the first one here was in relation to petition 197 from Ms. Hilding, and that had to do specifically looking at the lactating female protection. And if you go down to about halfway down, there's a couple of items there that talk about that, and what we've drafted in this resolution here is the additional requirements being a burdensome imposing on our hunters. Currently, we have regulations in place to minimize the chance of harvesting lactating females. Again, that's something that's already in administrative rule where we do use hounds, specifically in Custer State Park. And then also reemphasizing the fact that not necessary out on the prairie, because out on the prairie right now we are not specifically managing for mountain lions. So if these items fit the conversations yesterday for the denial of that petition, we would ask that you adopt 23-23.
Any questions for Director Kirschman? And all of the resolutions have been emailed to the commissioners as well for our records. We do need a motion to adopt the resolution and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner B, seconded by Commissioner Spring. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The resolution is adopted. Thank you.
Moving on to 23-24. This resolution is in respect to the ask of the dog collar requirements when hounds will be used out there. Again, a couple of items in there. The knowledge of collar use and operation will vary by users and restrict opportunity out there. The department does not require collars for hunting other game with hounds and would therefore create unnecessary complexity around this type of regulation. And there was also the conversations at times that the collars could eliminate that possibility of trespassing also. And so if those meet the discussions that you had for denying this petition, we would ask that you adopt 23-24.
Any questions for Director Kirschman? No questions. We need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Bartley. Seconded by White. All those in favor of adoption say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
We will go on to 23-25, and that is respect to the petition relating to guides. Our conversation on guides yesterday, again, having folks register with the department would actually increase unnecessary oversight and some complexity of the season structure itself. It is very difficult from the standpoint when we don't actually have the authority in place for our agency to require registration and for guides to actually buy a permit. So it does create some complexities there. And also from the standpoint of land management, there are requirements on federal lands of individuals to actually operate and serve as a guide that they require those permits from those agencies. And we also have rules in place on public lands that are operated and managed and owned by the state of South Dakota. So those meet your conversation, we would ask that you would adopt resolution 23-25 in respect to the guides.
Questions or comments for Director Kirschman? We do need a motion and a second.
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor of adopting the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The resolution is adopted.
Going on to 23-26, in relation to the lion injuries. Again, a couple of items there. Requiring the reporting of injured hound would be difficult for the department to enforce, and even more importantly, what would we do with that information? There's no need for us to collect that information related to injuries to mountain lions or even the injuries that would occur to hounds as well. As certainly from the hound's perspective, the dogs, that is the responsibility of the owners to address and deal with those circumstances and situations. So again, a lot of unnecessary regulations is what this would entail. So again, if those meet your discussions, we would ask that you adopt 23-26.
Questions or comments? We are looking at petition number 200. This was item number 12 from yesterday. We need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Bartling, seconded by Commissioner Spring. All those in favor of adopting the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The resolution is adopted.
We will go on to 23-27, and this is in respect to lions on the prairies. This was in relation to number 201 petition. Looking at the couple of items that we had drafted for you in this resolution, the requested modification would essentially eliminate some of the use of hounds on the prairie. The requested change would be extremely difficult for department to enforce. Again, that was one of the items we talked about in many of these requested changes from the various six petitions. And the requested change would be difficult for dog handlers to implement, as dogs are not always readily to terminate on a chase. So if these meet the conversations for that one, we would ask that you would adopt 23-27.
Questions or comments? We need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Beast.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor of adopting the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The resolution is adopted.
And Madam Chair, the last resolution would be 23-28. I think it says 20, there it is. And this is the last one in respect to the license fees associated with mountain lion hunting. Had some lengthy conversation on this yesterday. Assessing an additional fee on harvested animals would create additional complications and create some burdens both on the hunter and the department. This is something that we don't do traditionally, and this would be something completely new, and had some concerns about applying those fees after the fact. And then also with our movement forward this coming year of looking at the season structure and the required ask from you as a commission to include some type of use in hounds, that we would look at those fees associated with the use of hounds during this next year as we bring forward those recommendations to you. So again, commissioners, if that fits your conversation, we would ask that you pass 23-28.
Questions or comments? Motion and a second.
Moved to adopt.
Moved by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Spring. All those in favor of adopting the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The resolution is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. We are going to...